for sending him into the world. And we pray that as we think about the truth of your word this morning, you would open our hearts afresh to see more of his wonder and grace and love. And we ask for his sake. Amen. Do take a seat. Well, the big day's arrived, and I guess that here we are now, what is it, sort of 22, quarter to 11, something like that. So what I expect that all over the place there will have been people opening presents and people finding out what Santa's brought them, and other people have given to them, of course. Anybody like to just kind of tell us what they've got already this morning? Anybody got any ideas? You must have opened some presents already. I got some socks, which got some Christmas symbols on. Anybody else got anything? Yeah, can tell me? Say again? An Apple Watch. Yeah, that's cool, isn't it? Yeah, very, very nice, yeah. Anybody beat that? Probably not. Well, what about that? Anybody know what that is? One of these, these are some of the presents that have sold most or done particularly well this Christmas, according to a newspaper article. Anybody know what that is? It's not Nelly the Elephant. It's apparently Juno, my baby elephant. And an absolute snip at £79.99. Anybody know what that is? It is a unicorn, in particular. Apparently it's a My Buddy Wheels unicorn from Halfords, and it costs £70. What about this one? Not for the children, this one. Sort of Mary Baker style, Mary Berry style kind of thing, this, I think. It's actually, anybody know what it is? Not a blowtorch, no. It's apparently a portable cake decorating airbrush. Again, £79.99, which seems to be about the typical sort of price. Oh, I've missed one out here. I must have missed it out. Never mind. Anybody know what that is? Excitable Edgar. Now, who is Excitable Edgar? Does anybody know? Ah, yes, somebody spotted it. Yes, from the John Lewis advert this Christmas. And this is part of the merchandise. Again, cuddly toy, £69. So quite cheap compared to the other ones, it would appear. Well, I guess many of us will have seen that, the latest John Lewis and Waitrose TV advert, and it features this excitable baby dragon, Edgar, alongside Ava, who's played by a 10-year-old called Ruby. There they are. Now, in the advert, Edgar, created using CGI, computer-generated imaging, in his over-enthusiasm about festivities in the village where he is, accidentally melts the ice rink, reduces a snowman to a puddle, and sets fire to a Christmas tree, much to the anxiety of his young friend. Now, Edgar finally shuts himself away in despair, but Ava encourages him to rejoin the village with the gift of a Christmas pudding. And now, at last, he's able to put his fire breathing to good use, because he lights up the brandy that's been poured on the Christmas pudding, and it sets light, but just in a gentle kind of a way. Now, the advert was filmed over 2 weeks in Budapest with around 100 extras, and it's been reported that it cost an eye-watering £7 million to make. Well, Edgar clearly has been created to look rather cute, and I suppose that's partly to encourage the sale of all the merchandise that is associated with him this Christmas, and they're going to make a lot of money out of that. But some might think it's rather odd to have a dragon in a Christmas advert, because the image of a dragon in the Bible is far from cute and cuddly, and rather a dragon is a symbol of what's dodgy, destructive, and dangerous. So, for example, in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, we hear of a dragon symbolizing the powerful enemies of God's people. And in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, we hear that God's spiritual enemy, the devil, is represented as a dragon. However, recognizing, as we all have to do, that there are dragons of many kinds in this life that we have to contend with, the fact that Christmas might be associated with dealing with dragons is actually something that shows us just how wonderful Christmas can be. And that's because of the one that we remember being born, and that he took on the sinister dragons of this world and beat them. Well, I'm just going to show a short video now which picks up on that theme.
There's a dragon in my nativity, dreadful and immense. The shepherds quake, the wise men shake, and spill their frankincense. The cattle are alowing, and the baby is awake, while Joe and Mary tremble. Oh, this must be some mistake. There's a dragon over Bethlehem. I don't know how he came. I didn't think a donkey could have borne the dragon's frame. I don't believe the census had been called for such as him. And I'm certain that when Dragon knocked, no room was at the inn. There's a dragon by the stable. I don't know why he's there. He hasn't bought a present, and he only seems to glare. He hovers over David's town that still beneath him lies. Yet no one's sleep is dreamless underneath his piercing eyes. This dragon isn't visible with ordinary sight. You cannot snap a selfie or televise his flight. Unseen he stands for every power that stands against the earth. The death, disease and darkness overshadowing each birth. This dragon is an enemy of all that's good and true. This monster lies and steals and kills. He's coming after you. Above each crib the dragon hovers, sure to swallow whole. Rulers, empires, beauty, joy, a flesh and blood black hole. But dragons always meet their match, they always meet their doom. A hero rises to the fight, to cast them into gloom. And so at this nativity, arose another player. The baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, he was a dragon slayer. He'd come to fight through Herod's plot, through dangers big and small. He took on evil, sickness, death, and triumphed over all. A dragon or a baby? Just who would win the fight? It wasn't really fair, you see. The child was a knight. From high above and long before, he knew what must be done. He knew the dragon waiting here. And still, he chose to come. There's a dragon in my nativity, a fierce and monstrous danger. But fierce is still the bravery and love within the manger.
Well, that little story reminds us that there are forces and ideas in our world that are against what is good and true. Now, we read in that New Testament reading from Colossians chapter 2 about how Christians need to avoid being taken captive by empty philosophy and deceit, things which are according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world. Well, in the video we heard, this dragon isn't visible with ordinary sight. You cannot snap a selfie or televise his flight. Unseen he stands for every power that stands against the earth, with death, disease and darkness overshadowing each birth. This dragon is an enemy of all that's good and true. Now, of course, sadly, even on Christmas morning, we have to recognise that there are bad things in the world, death, disease, and darkness of all kinds. But Christmas reminds us that God hasn't left us on our own to wrestle with the difficulties of life. God has come himself in the person of the baby of Bethlehem. And he's come in order to take on these dark forces and beat them. We read in Colossians 2, in him, Jesus, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. The baby born and placed in the manger was none other than God come to earth. Fully God and fully man. And Jesus experienced human life in all its difficulties and struggles. We're told in another place in the New Testament that he is able to sympathize with our weaknesses. And that's because Jesus shared fully in our humanity. And yet, ultimately, he was the winner, the victor, as the video put it. But dragons always meet their match. They always meet their doom. The hero rises to the fight to cast them into gloom. And so, at this nativity, another player arose. The baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. He was a dragon slayer. You see, our reading tells us that through Jesus' death on the cross and being raised from the dead, God disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Jesus has beaten evil. He has beaten the devil and the bad things that threaten people in life. So as we think of Jesus laid in the wooden crib that first Christmas, we should also remember that he grew up and was placed on a wooden cross. And through his death and rising again, he became the victor, the conqueror. Jesus beat sin and won forgiveness of sins for those who believe in him. And he beat the dragon, the devil, and with him death, disease, and darkness. Now, for sure, the battle continues. All those things are yet to be removed from our experience. But the victory has been won. The outcome is secure. And there's great confidence for life now and for the future. He'd come to fight through Herod's plot, through dangers big and small. He took on evil, sickness, death, and triumphed over all. The dragon or a baby? Just who will win the fight? It wasn't really fair, you see. The child was a knight. From high above and long before, he knew what must be done. He knew the dragon waiting here, and still he chose to come. There's a dragon in my nativity, a fierce and monstrous danger, but fiercer still the bravery I love within the manger. For in Jesus, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. In him, in the cross, God disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus into the world. We thank you that he was fully God and fully man, that he can share our humanity and has authority and power to defeat that which is evil and against your good purposes in your world. We pray that you would build our confidence in him. And as we celebrate his birth, that first Christmas, you would fill us with peace and joy in him. And we ask for his sake. Amen.